Get a big old show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. Ralph, you've been all over my log today.
Good deal.
How about that?
All right.
Been talking about computers. Ralph McDonald's here from McDonald's Computer Service. What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song, there's a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's too many to really, you know, but lately it's been Away in the Manger by Billy Dean.
Okay, I need to run that down then. I wonder if I have that.
He does it, and it's on an acoustical guitar, and it just is awesome. And towards the end of it, there's a whole bunch of children's voices that come in at the end of it. And it's just, you know, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh.
Now, does he come back in after the children's voices?
Oh, no, he's singing with the children.
Okay.
So it's pretty awesome.
That's my favorite part about it. The Carpenters, when they sing.
Yeah.
Sing a song, and the kids. And then when she comes back in, it's like the most golden voice I've ever heard.
Yep. And then another song. I right now I'm listening to Billy Dean's Christmas album, you know.
Figure that out.
The Christ is another one.
I know that song.
It's you can't find it very often. I couldn't find it on, it's got an odd name to it. But it's not, he didn't produce an album. It came out first as a single, and then for years it wasn't even on anything. And then he came out with his Christmas album and he added that to it. You couldn't find it anywhere other than on.
Could I find it on Napster or Raps?
You can find it on iTunes now. That's where I got it from.
We pay for that every month, so we get music all the time. You know, they're easier to run down. So
really? I mean, a radio station that uses iTunes. go figure.
Usually we get free music. But every once in a while we have to run stuff down that isn't given to us. So,
sure.
You know, people want their song to be played
by
a radio station, so they give us their song.
Yeah. Are you gonna play Away in the Manger by Billy Dean at some point?
Because
I would really like to listen to that.
I might be playing it already. I just haven't seen it on my show yet.
Gotcha.
6 to 10 in the morning. So what's happening at McDonald's Computer Service? What's happening with Boost?
Well, you know, we've got free phones again. They've changed their mind. They went, oh, this isn't.
People really like this free phone thing.
Let's go back to that. So, but there's a catch. You have to do the $50 unlimited plan. You cannot do any of the lesser expensive plans to get the free phone.
Okay.
And you must be switching from another service to Boost Mobile. So if you're switching from Straight Talk to Boost or from Verizon or whoever, you switch over to Boost and then you get the $50 plan, you can get a free phone.
Okay, so there's no option of like bumping up to the $50 one and getting one if you're already a customer? No.
Nope. If you're already a customer, you can upgrade. If you qualify, you have to have your phone for, I think it's 6 months, and you have to be on the $50 unlimited plan.
Because they probably got a deal with a phone already, right? Most people.
Yeah, usually if somebody's getting a new activation or switching over, I mean, even if you're getting a brand new number, as long as the only way you can get a deal with Boost is to be on the $50 unlimited plan. If you're not on the $50 unlimited plan, you're going to have to pay full price for
the phone.
That's
very competitive, though, right?
Yes.
Against everybody else,
$50
for unlimited.
Well, a lot of the other companies aren't doing free phones at all. They're not doing free phones, period. So Boost is coming in and saying, hey, you know, we'll still rock this free phone thing, but you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to do the $50 unlimited plan.
So what would be an idea for a Christmas gift? If you were going to give somebody a gift, you give them the phone in like 3 months? Or have you seen anybody do anything like that?
Well, you can do that. We have a lot of parents that are getting phones for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
That are, you know, it's their first phone. They're coming in, they're getting the Kyocera Reach, which is dust proof and waterproof.
Oh, cool.
So it's a more durable phone for the younger kids to have when they're going to, you know, going to middle school, going to high school. It kind of gets roughed a little bit. Maybe not want to get them an iPhone where it's, you know, $600 and then it goes bouncing down the hallway kind of thing. You can also get insurance on your phones. Insurance is only $7 a month, and insurance covers pretty much everything.
Okay.
You can get, if your phone is lost or stolen, you can get it replaced under the insurance plan. So for $7 a month, we really recommend that folks get the insurance plan.
Okay. That's a good idea. Yeah. I have, do you have cases and stuff too?
We do. This time of year, it's hard for me to keep stuff in stock
because
people come in, it's Christmas time, people come, oh, hey. You know, and the cases are relatively inexpensive. So, you know, we try to get the better branded cases that are a little bit more durable. They're not the really cheap, flimsy ones that yeah, it made my phone look pretty, but it really didn't protect my phone.
Right. I get that one that if I drop it, it doesn't do anything to it. I mean,
right.
It
that's right. An OtterBox is what you're talking about. But those you're going to really, they're not cheap.
Yeah, they're not, are they?
No.
Yeah. I thought when I was looking at them, they were going to be like $7-$8, and I was wrong. But
no.
You know what? It saved my phone.
Yes.
And so it saved me money down the road.
Oh yeah.
I dropped it on.
Oh yeah.
On the sidewalk.
And see, we've got all sorts of accessories. We've got car chargers. We've got regular chargers. We've got cords. We've got extension power cords. I mean, you name it. What you need for your phone, if we don't have it, we can get it.
A lot of great stocking stuffers. And for the office. Yeah, we don't talk about this a lot, but you have office equipment.
Yes, and you know, we are coming up on the end of the year, the end of the financial year, as well as the calendar year, for a lot of small offices, home businesses, where, you know, maybe you've got a little extra money that you need to spend so that you can get your taxes where you want them and whatnot. You know, now's the time. We're getting down to the wire. If you're wanting to do something this year, you better make it quick.
Okay.
and get in. We've got laser printers. We've got desktops. We've got laptops. We've got all sorts of office equipment. We've got phone systems, security camera systems, you name it. We can pretty much walk into an empty room and walk out with a fully finished office.
Okay.
Desk, chairs, everything.
Do you have like a, what would it run for like a machine that just does copies and color copies and fax and scanned everybody's email? Is there something that...
$399.
No kidding.
That's an all-in-one. It's a Canon machine. The cartridges on it are going to run, depending upon which model we get, they're either going to run $100 or $130.
Okay.
Now, the nice thing about these cartridges is they are going to print out about, oh, I'd say about 2,500 pages each. So you're going to get a lot of prints out of them. Most small offices, you know, you're going to get a year's worth of printing out of that one machine.
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing. You know, I'm talking about laser machines. Mm-hmm. There are inkjets, which are less expensive, you know, up front. You know, you might spend $20 or $30 and get one that's on sale, something like that. The problem with those is the cost per page. Your typical inkjet printer is going to cost you around 15 to 20 cents per page.
Okay.
A laser printer is going to cost you around 3 to 5 cents per page.
Okay.
So every page you print, take a dime and set it on the counter. And within a year, you will have paid
for it,
you will have paid for that more expensive printer, and you will have better quality, better durability, and longer life out of that machine.
And you have a whole bunch of dimes, too. I love keeping my change. I'm up to $203 now.
I have a jar. I have no idea what's in the jar. I just, every night when I get home, I just take the change out of my pocket, drop it in the jar, leave it there. Who knows?
When Brian was here, he gave me he knew I love Missouri, so he gave me a Missouri change counter, so I know it counts it up.
Oh.
Every time, so I know okay. How much it is, and I throw it somewhere else. So we were talking about tune-ups over the weekend during our auction. You guys were offering those, but if your computer's moving slow like this one is right now.
You know, sometimes you need a tune-up. Sometimes it needs to be wiped and reloaded. Sometimes it's an underlying problem. One of the things that we check when we do a tune-up, we always test the hardware because there's no point in doing a tune-up on a computer if the hardware is broken.
Okay.
Because if I don't fix, it's kind of like fixing your house. I could put a brand new floor in the house, but if the foundation's shot, that floor is not going to last very long and be in good condition. It's going to warp or whatever. So we need to make sure we check to make sure that that foundation is in good working order before we go anywhere.
Is the hardware usually
in good it's in good shape. Usually it's in good shape, but every once in a while we'll find one that, hey, you know, we're starting to experience a hardware failure or a hard drive or CD-ROM drive or something like that, so that we can make sure that your computer, when you get it back, is in the best working order that it can possibly be in. Now, when we check the hardware, sometimes we'll catch stuff and sometimes we won't. It's kind of like your car. If it's the beginnings of, if the tire's got a nick in it and it's just occasionally get leaking air and whatnot, you know, we might not catch it that time. But we will eventually catch whatever's going on with your machine as far as hardware goes.
Okay. Tune-ups, that's a good gift to give, too, is tune-ups. Hey, you were telling me before we went on the air, you still have some used desktops? Are they
correct.
Desktops?
Correct. And we have a laptop that we are in the process of refurbishing and getting it cleaned up and ready to go. So we've got desktops starting at $99. The laptop will probably go for $149, maybe a little bit more than that. Okay. I haven't figured out yet what all we need to replace on it to get it up and going. That right there, we go through our used equipment. We make sure that what we're selling you is functional before it goes out the door.
And brand new laptop still. Do you have some in stock still?
No, we don't have laptops. The brand new laptops.
I've been tablets.
Tablets. We do have the tablets for $99.99.
Okay.
I've got two of those in stock. We've got some new laptops. I think I've got one in stock. Like I said, every day I go in and there's something. They've sold something and I've got to order it. And we're like constantly swapping stuff out. So if we don't have it, we will have it.
Okay.
And if
what's the last day then, if you want to, for anything,
I would tell you, well, Christmas is next weekend,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Today.
Okay.
If you want it next weekend, you better get it. You better get in today.
Okay.
If I have to order it, we're getting down to the wire where I'm relying on FedEx and UPS and shippers and sometimes they're not all that fast about getting stuff to us.
I heard it was today too. Yeah, somebody told me. I think Jancy told me it was tomorrow, but I heard today is
ground,
and that's what they're going to do.
Well, yeah, tomorrow's Friday, isn't it? I just mm-hmm. was thinking. I'm totally lost. It's been one of them weeks, man. I have been everywhere. Tomorrow is the last day.
Okay.
So if I can order it by tomorrow, I should be able to have it the 23rd so that you can get it and wrap it up and have it ready to go.
So go shopping today. Where do we go, Ralph McDonald?
You can come to 111 South Summit Street across from the old Burford Theater. That's in downtown Arc City. Same block as Union State Bank. You can also give us a call at 620-442-5091. Or you can send us an email at pcdoctor@mcsarccity.com. The other thing you can do is you can go to our Facebook page or our website, and you can leave us an email from either of those locations. But the best thing you can do, especially this time of year, because I'm not really up on my email at the moment. We are just so backlogged. Get into the store and get face-to-face with us, because the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Right.
You know, if we hear you and we see you, then we'll be right on it. But
right.
if we have to stop for a moment and
walk through a doorway, we might forget.
Yes, and walk through a doorway, it's right now. It's just one of those times, you know, that you really want to get in and get to us.
So 111 South Summit, go see McDonald's Computer Service. Ralph, good seeing you.
All right.
We'll be back after this.